It's important that you see him, not the way you have seen him. You have to see him the way the Father wants you to see him. Because what we're doing is we're receiving him. Amen? Well, we're not receiving him as Savior. We already have that. We're not receiving him as revivalist. We're receiving him in a very special end time role that he has reserved for the last days. And most of it was embedded in mysteries. The reason I know that, because I don't ever hear anybody talking about it. And if it wasn't embedded in mysteries, everybody would be talking about it. So he spent a long time releasing and laying these mysteries down in this house. And right now I'm capturing all that he is. When we ascend into the Father today, when we go up into the realm, what I call joint heirship, understand in the realm of the heavens, there's different positions and places for different functions. Don't look for lightning and thunders and all that. That's not what this is about. You're in the realm of the Spirit, but there are different realms and realms of fellowship. The throne of grace is not the same place as the Father's love. Amen? And the Father's love is not the same place as Tree of Life. And Tree of Life is not the same place as the realm of joint heirship. The Bible says you're raised together and set together on his throne. That's not the same place an orphan would go to be loved. You don't go to get sit on the throne of governments there to administrate rule and divine authority as an orphan. But he says, I'll not leave you as an orphan. I'll make a way for you. I'll open a door and you can be with me where I am. And my Father will love you. I'll bring you into his love. You see, that's a different room. And if you understand the different rooms, the way you see these rooms is by the Word of God. You can't see them outside of the Word of God. You won't be able to discern them. You won't see them. And you don't see them from the mind. Don't try to do so much of this. Try to do awareness. That kind of awareness works when you're moving into the kingdom of God. You'll feel the awareness of moving into a tabernacle or into a temple. I'm aware I'm surrounded. I'm inside his strong tower. I'm in him. See, awareness. Now that awareness is magnified by your attention to these realms. So you have to give attention to these realms. And as you give attention to these realms, it gets magnified. If you don't give attention to these realms, they'll cover over. If you just don't give any attention at all, they won't mean anything. Unless you actually do that. And you want to do this or you wouldn't be here. So in the doing of this, there is a transition on the way you've prayed before maybe. Listen, if the way we prayed before was getting the job done, we wouldn't need this. Amen. But I know this is going to get the job done. This place taps the creative realm of the Father. So what I want to share with you is when we get to the realm of joint heirship is what we're after right now. And because of that, as we move into this realm, we spent a long time with that. We have so many prayers. We have a whole section on the right hand of God. Just go to the prayer section. Trying to get in that outer ring and get to this next realm. What we need to do, what we're after now, is the receiving of the kingdom of glory, the perfected glory. What is the perfected glory? When Jesus said, John 17, that they may be perfect in one. The perfected glory is, there's two realms here that God was promising in John 14, 15. One, he would bring you to where he is. Where I am, there shall you be also, that you would fellowship. Because as I am in you, Father, they are in me. And so he brings you into the realm of the Father for all the level of fellowship, for all the realms. And even that first part, we have to go and be with him in the realm of joint heirship, which I'm going to explain why here in just a second. Why do we have to go up? Why can't we just bring it down? The perfected glory is the second half of that. And he goes, my glory I have given. So it's not something he's going to give. He's already have given. It's a lot easier to receive something that's already been given than something has to be given, right? He says that my glory I have given. Now watch what he says here. I in them, Father, thou in me. Now he's talking about another type of operation where we're with him there. But this time he says where they are. I will be with them, but Father, you'll be with me in all your glory. And he says in John 14, my Father and I will make our abode with you. And he very specifically says in the earth. The abode of God is not what we have right now. Trust me, when you have the abode of God in any city, the whole city will know it. Within a month, the whole city know God is set down. So the abode of God is not the Holy Spirit coming down for a service. That's not the abode. The abode of God is like what he did with Moses, what he did with Solomon. It's global impact. It's impacting of everything. To get God the Father down is what God promised, is what the Lord promised us. So that's the perfected oneness. it's one thing to be with him where he is, but he goes, I want to perfect the oneness. We want to be with you where you are. And then he says in Zechariah 10, what did he say at the end of Zechariah 10? He says, this is the generation that will walk up and down in my names. That's the chapter of the war horse. He's talked about the last days, latter rain. He says, but this generation will get to walk up and down. You go up and down. Like the angels ascend to sin, you can walk up and down. Jesus did it when he was talking to Nicodemus. Remember? He said, no man could ascend to heaven except the Son of Man descended from heaven, even the Son of Man that's in heaven while he's talking to you. You get in that realm like that so you can move freely. The only way to do that is you got to move in and out. Amen? That's the doorway the Lord gave us. We move in and out. Let's talk about this whole constitution right here starts on the other side of the Father's love. Everything starts there. So what we're going to do in prayer, and I'm going to go for this, I'm not going to spend near as much time as we have going up. We're just going to go in. Amen. I got to do it. I'm trying to get you guys, us to the other side. Let us go to the other side. Amen. I'm trying to get you to where we are on a daily basis, where we're tracking with God. And even though we may not have a full impact, at least you'll see how it's done and you can get them. You can understand what's happening, what we're doing, because God is starting to show up on the other side right now. He's starting to make his presence known, which tells me he's about to begin mass demonstration. When I say like that, the Lord's about to step in, the King of Glory. So we need to know who the King of Glory is. There's no possible way I can do that in the next 15 minutes, tell you who the King of Glory is, what all he's bringing with him. He's just not coming alone. He's bringing an entire angelic army of heaven. We need to understand that dimension. We need to understand that's an inheritance, not only for him, for us too. He has the seven spirits of God. He has the crown. He has the house of David. He said, the key of the house of David. I'm opening this house. He said he was. He said, I'm going to open the house of David. How could he open a house if he doesn't sit there? He sits on the throne of David. He sits in the house. He brought it up to heaven. He's going to open that house, but it's a perfected house. We see the perfected crown. We see all that upon him. God has already given it. See, all this has been done. We also see that he's carrying the full weight of the Father. He said, you'll be the nail in the Father's house and the full weight of the Father's glory will hang and rest upon you. He's bringing the full weight of the Father into our generation in this last days, which is awesome. Praise God. Because what does that mean? What does it mean to have the full weight of the Father? That means him that was, is to come will be active within us. So when we go up there, when I say up there, I'm talking about throne room of the dispensation of the crown. May not fully understand it, but hey, there's a lot of things about God we didn't understand before. So just because we're at a new gate, there's a time to pass over, you know, just step on over. Just know that Ephesians 2 already said you've been raised together. That's where we're going. And he says you've been made to sit together with him in all of his glory, sit together. There's a time to worship him and there's a time to enter in. You see that? There's a time we worship him as King of Kings, and there's a time we join with him in his authority. See, he was raised into glory and honor, and the Father made him have dominion over the works of his hands. So he set him in the highest place, and all this stuff was given to him. Why we go there first, before here? We have to receive him. You can't receive something you can't see. Understand this, knowledge is not what you're receiving. Because I have the knowledge of him as the King of Glory doesn't mean I can receive him as the King of Glory. You have to have more than knowledge. That's like trying to get healed because you know Jesus is your healer and you pray all day long and nothing's happening. You have to see him in that arena. That's what he was praying to the Father. He said, Father, I pray that they behold my glory that you have given me. They be with me where I am that they may behold my glory. That was his final prayer, very powerful prayer. That's what he's saying. There's a different realms of his glory, but this particular one is the big one. He needs us to see him because the more you see him in that dimension, the more you'll receive. The more you see him in that dimension, the more you receive. The less you see him, the less you'll receive. In other words, you go up there and you're blanked out. You're not receiving because you can't see that. He is going to teach you how to see him in his glory. The more you see, the more you receive. The more you receive, the more it's going to function down here. What we're doing is bringing heaven to earth. We're bringing all this glory We're participating with him to bring all this glory down into the earth. Everything he's inherited there. So when we go up there, a big part of what we do, and this is part of the part that people don't like this word work. He says, what must we do to work the works of God? I love Jesus' definition. If someone asked me, I'd have to, okay, sit down. Let me talk to you how to believe God. I'd be out of 3 hours and he just said, believe. I'm like, how come I can't do that? Why can't I just say believe and just walk on? He knew that eventually the Holy Spirit was going to come along and teach this to us, you know. There is a work in believing. It is a work, and a lot of people don't want to do that. But if you don't do that, you're not going to see the major things that we're about to see. That's why some days it'll be really full because we're reaping. Now, we're not sowing now. When I say sowing, we're going straight to the finish line now. We're bypassing so on, but at the same time, I need to see him in the finish. That's what the works involve. I got to get my eye tuned into the frequency of who he is as the King of Glory, what he has, what all he's inherited. It's already been finished. It's already been done. And there are times it gets very glorious when I'm doing this because I start seeing all that. And then you have to step into him. You've got to learn to do this. You have to step into your position. You step into that, but you can't step into something you can't see. So the first part, we're going to acknowledge. We're going to acknowledge who he is, what he has. I go through a whole flow. Now, I don't sit there and take this paper here and just read it like that. You can't do that, not in the spirit. You can't say, for unto us as a child is born. See, you're already out of the spirit. You're in your head. You're in the mentality. That is not how this works. There's called some poetry. If you want to know poetry, believe it. Look at David. That's what it means to be a doer of the word. In 1 James, it says, be a doer of that word. Doer means be a poet. You know, God made you a little creative. You got to get a little creative. A little expressive. Unto us, a child is born. You are the son that sits on the holy hill of Zion. You sit upon the throne of David. See, you got to get yourself in there with him. And as you're describing who he is these words, the reason why I give him a constitution, because I'll hold this. When I get released, I'm going to start with Abraham and I'm going to finish in Revelation. We're going all the way through. Now, believe me, it doesn't take us near as much time. The other day, I got way caught up in the glory and it was no more than an hour and 5 minutes. And I'm like, maybe that's what you had in mind when you said, could you not pray 1 hour? To him that hath, more shall be given. If you're responsible for what God's given you, he'll give you more. Praise God. And boy, is he giving it to us. We want to keep acknowledging. Even as a healer, if you're looking for healing, you acknowledge him as a healer. And you acknowledge the words around that. But we're very specific right now on the King of Glory. So as we do this, you'll see today, we'll go around this. What will happen, believe it or not, if you stay with it, he's going to get lit up. You're going to start seeing him. Your spirit's going to start engaged. You're going to start seeing who he is, who you are. I don't know how to explain it. It just starts growing. The light grows in it. It's very, very addictive. It's ostentatious is what it is. Is there's a time we do that and then we step in. Now I'm going to say some few things. I'm going to help you hugely. We're going to step in and get clothed in the realm. As we're clothed in the realm, we're getting ready for kingdom transference. God changed the model from Daniel to where we are. When Daniel prayed, the prince of Persia withstood him for 21 days. You remember? Because God had to bring all that down through the second heaven. You get the bypass through walking up and down his name. You get the bypass and God gets the bypass second heaven. He's going to make this transference there. So the more you're receiving there, the more it's going to get transferred down here. If you don't receive it there, nothing happens here. Then you got to go back to the other model. Wait for the Holy Spirit to come upon you. There's nothing wrong with that model. Love it. It's what's sustaining the church right now. But that's not going to get the job done in the last days. It wasn't designed for that. The Lord's mantle is what we want. How he walked with the Father, the one he promised us. As we see more, we receive more. Then we're going to go down. Amen. We're going to go stand down in the earth. Now, when I say draw a circle, you're literally setting that outer perimeter. You're setting that crown down. You have a mission field. You have a promise. You have a destiny. But you can't start with the whole earth. You got to start somewhere. So we're going to set that crown down. Now, when I'm setting the crown down, it don't matter where I'm setting it down, but you can be in the same thing. Now, here's what I've learned. When we come down, we're going to go stand in our promised land. How many of you got a promise? Raise your hand. All right. So go stand down in your promise. We're going to draw a circle around that. I don't care if it's a huge promise, then draw a big circle. If it's a small promise, draw a small one. It doesn't matter. Just draw it around. See it from above, right? You see from above and you see I have given, first thing. Already gave it, right? When you get in that circle, you're going to need three or four components in that circle or inheritances. Three or four very specific inheritances you're going to need. I call it the Jericho model. Jericho model is perfect because it was all there. If you understand Jericho, it was all there. What they first do, circle the city, seven times perfected. God was carving him out a piece of the promised land. That's what he was doing. We're going to carve us out a piece of the promised land. I want you to circle because everything in that circle is going to belong to the kingdom of God. And see that everything you're encompassing, I have given. I've given you the king, the gold, I've given it all. This whole city's coming down. I don't care if those walls are 24 foot, 45 foot. It don't matter. They're all coming down. There was double wall there, by the way. Very hard to penetrate that city. It was two different walls. We come down. We're dropping. We're the plumb line generation. He told him some very specific things. First thing he said, see that I've given. Okay, I've already won this battle before you go out there. What's the second thing? Send the armed men in front of you. What are they for us? Armed men. We're going to need some angels at work. Amen. Who encountered Joshua right before this? It was a man with sword drawn. Who's that sound like? The Psalms 24 King of Glory dressed in battle armor. He's ready to go. Joshua didn't know who he was. I'm going to go out and meet this guy that drew his sword because Joshua didn't know. And he said, I am the Lord of the angelic armies. I have come. By the way, take your feet off. You're standing on holy ground. He comes out with eyewitness appearance. He's sword drawn. He's ready to go. The Lord of what? Angelic armies. He had already dispatched his armies. For our sake, the angels are a wall of fire. And there's a lot to say about angels. I've got a whole huge section on angels and all that inheritance. I see all that when I'm praying. I don't just pray. I see the inheritance. I see Jacob's ladder. I have an inheritance of angels. Can I not call upon my father presently for 12 legions of angels? If he could call upon them, I can call upon them. I got to know they're going to be with me. How do I know? Because when I'm in the right hand of God, I'm seeing all those angels. And when I come down, I'm seeing them come down because they're coming down with him. So I get him. Remember I told you if I get him, I get all of it. But you got to know what you're getting. Angels will go out in front. Then he said, seven priests will bear the trumpet of seven horns. What is that? Joshua, the high priest, had seven eyes with him. The priests represent the eyes of the Lord. It's going to be seven eyes and seven horns. What's that sound like? The same seven eyes, the same seven horns that Christ was crowned with. That's the seven spirits of God. That's the crowning. That's the perfection of the crown. They're out there. And what do? The crown's right in front of what? The ark. The ark's right there. So you have the angels, the ark, and the crown all together. What does that mean? The ark is the Father's glory. The crown is the seven spirits of God. You see that? You got the angels. You got to see that present in the Jericho model. And then he had another group of angels that were the rear guard. Well, Zechariah 2 promises the wall of fire be around us. And he's speaking to the last day church and glory in the midst, right? Glory in the midst, wall of fire around us. Jericho model is supreme because that's how he's going to take the whole thing down. So when you're down in there, you're going to see the wall of fire. I want you to see a cylinder of fire that goes up into the heavens. I want you to see the manifest presence. If you want to see the ark or understand that ark is the Father's glory. Why is that important? Because when he's present inside your circle, that's heaven on earth. That's him that was, is, and is to come. You're getting set up now to move in multiple dimensions in the earth, to move outside of time, to break barriers. There's power. There's glory. You have the seven spirits of God. All that crown has seven inheritances with it. Dunamis, power for miracles, signs and wonders, generational wealth, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and all the spiritual, all of Abraham's blessings are in that. You got to know what's there because when you're there, you got to know what's being set down. The more you have that awareness, the more it starts filling up. Because as you stand down and you start becoming aware of what's inside your promise, you're getting God up into your promise in a finished position. The more you see that and the more you say that, it starts painting a living reality here in the earth. And the more you do it, the bigger it gets. The more brighter it gets. Now, I see heavens come down the earth. I don't see circumstance, and the devils are going crazy right now, by the way. But I don't see that because I see the glory realm. Because my eyes fixed on the glory and getting it here. When we're here, you'll start seeing all this here the way you see it there. And that's what the Lord said is important. You got to see it here the way you see it there. Because when you see it here the way you see it, you won't always see it here at first because you haven't given time or attention to it. But it'll build. An image will build. It'll grow. You'll be aware. There'll be times I'll step into the crown or my circle and angels are already there because they were there from yesterday. There's times that this image is being built and the way I'm seeing it there, I'm being seen and hear this land of promise. Sometimes I can reach out and touch it. It's so real. And I'll tell you what the Lord had me do. When I was getting in this realm, I was here and I was all this glory that's coming up into this circle. And the Lord said, now walk back where you are in the natural. I would have to pull myself out and I walk back into all my natural circumstances. He says, now walk back in here. And I'd walk right back in and it didn't take me 5 seconds to get back in there. Back in the other day, he had me do that 5 times. I just want you to see. And when I get in here, in this realm that he's building, I don't see any of that anymore. None of that even exists. And in fact, I don't even acknowledge it's right to exist. I don't acknowledge circumstances right to exist anymore because I'm living in a realm, not future, truth. If you look at his future, it's always out in front of you. Truth has already been finished. When I walk back in the truth, then the Lord said, now command the realm that you were in to follow you to where you are in me. That's what he did with Abraham. Took him out in the future. Made a covenant. Many nations. I'm going to finish it all today. We're going out. We're going to get this done today. He says, you are the father of many nations. I have made thee the father of many nations. We're not going to do this, but I made thee. And then from there on, everything just followed where they had already walked. It was already finished. There's nothing could have changed it. You see that? The more you do this, there's a time you get in this creative realm where this other realm will be forced to follow you. You'll have no choice. That's when you and I, my friend, are going to see the mass creative realm. And believe me, now listen to me very careful. When you get up into this realm with him and describing who he is, that's when he starts showing you things. He shows you who you are, what he's called you to do. He expands you there because he's setting a vision for you to drop down into the earth. Man, he gets it big sometime. Down here, it's not impossible anymore because you're not looking in the realm of the possible because you're with the God of the impossible. What we got to do is get the God of the impossible present into the earth. So I had a dream this morning. I got up to pray and then I went back to bed. But in the middle of that, I had this awesome dream. We were in another sanctuary and it was a lot of people. There was probably a couple thousand people in there. And I remember I was teaching like I was right here. And suddenly the Lord said, do a question and answer service. And we were playing this music and somebody I don't know what that was about. I couldn't get the music down. People started asking questions. If you have a question, there's no question that's wrong. But if you have a question, I'll take one or two of them and then we're going to get going here. So anybody have a question? Hearing the right hand or the throne of grace? My recommendation, listen to these messages, especially the ones that are in the recents, because a lot of that's dealing with this secondary realm. Listen to how this prayer is being done. How we're doing this prayer, how we're going to go up and ascribe to him the glory. We're going to see him and all that he is and pray. When you hear us praying, if you don't understand what we're praying, ask a question. What does that mean when he prayed Mount Hebron? What does that mean? Because we're going to roll through the history of Mount Hebron. It's important that you see everything he is in a finished position because we have to receive him from that position. Amen. Normally, very important, we will spend more time than we normally do going up this mountain. But because of what we're doing on the other side, I'm just going to go for it and trust God's just going to shift us. Amen. I'm going to get up in the rent and join heirship. I'm going to show you how to make that transition from the Father. I see, it's important, when I'm in the Father, big, huge white room, and I go up in Him. Sometimes I go as a little kid. But when I come out of Him, I'm not a little kid anymore. I'm clothed. Whatever you see, go with it. But what I see, another stairwell, but it's not steep, it's flat. It's like you go up this, it kind of goes up around. To me, it's the same thing, and I see angels around there. I see glory. When I start ascending up there, it's like angels are carrying robes. And when I send them to the, I see robes, and I start putting them on. Robes of royalty, robes of joint heirship. He says, honor and majesty He's laid upon us. Psalms 21. I see that. And then I get up into that heavenly realm. We're going to start seeing Him as the King of glory. Then we're going to join with Him. You got to make that step, my friends. You're going to step into who you see. I am joint heir with the King of glory. The perfected one that says, I see you where you are now. I see you stepping into me. Because we're going back into the earth now. And you're coming with me. Amen. We're the generation that's going to obtain it all. He said it was. He said a generation to go before His face. And He's going to see it, receive it. Amen? You got to understand who you are. This is a prayer model for the last days. And God is going to anoint His priest. And He's going to make them kings. He's going to set them over some stuff. Amen?